What's going on? What's going on?
Well, we're in another Wednesday. A windy Wednesday in Las Vegas. Like, it's super windy outside. Like, these winds have been howling for the last hour, and it's gotten worse, I feel like, at least on my side of town. But crazy, crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
But welcome, everybody. I hope everybody's checking in, getting ready
West
to share.
Coast Wednesdays, West Coast Wednesdays.
West Coast is the best coast always. Wednesday vibes, we're live. It's right. Chat Sports, you guys. Thanks for tapping in on us. Make sure you're sharing and subscribing to our YouTube channel and following us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, because we do have a Twitter account. So yes. Much going on in the world of sports. It's always ever-changing day to day. So many things, so many nuptials, so many all-star stuff, so many free agency, so many trades, so many accidents, so many
it's everything, Australian Open, everything, so everything, many everything, everything.
Postponements of games for protocols. I mean, it's just a lot going on. So we're here to talk about it. We got a lot to chat about, it seems. So it's just Mel and I tonight.
What?
It's just Mel and I tonight.
I know.
What? No,
it's nice to just once in a while just have us two to kind of sit back, relax, and just jibber jabber and just let it go.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, we should let it go every time, like not be too formal, but just be casual because we're just chatting. And anybody can join the chat by commenting below. I appreciate that. And it will highlight on the screen. So, yeah. We still have merch too, you guys. We have Girl Chat Sports apparel. We still have the beanies. We still have some shirts. It's some great gifts.
He actually purchased our very last face mask and one of the white hats.
Oh, good. Okay. And I'm just going to picture
it, which I haven't posted yet, but I'm excited. That was dope. So, yeah, there are still white and black hats. There are still some beanies left, a few for all those in those cold weather places. You may still need them for a couple months.
Yeah, my Texas peeps, if you guys want another beanie, I got you for sure.
It's legit.
Get on deck. It's really nice.
For real.
Keeps your head warm for sure. Yeah. So.
Well, I had a fun little weekend. I went and saw mom for a couple of days in Seattle. Thank God I missed the snow from previous week because it was all gone. Mm-hmm. But I did get my share of dicks. Fast food, hamburgers and fries, the best.
Okay.
I swear it beats In-N-Out, hands down. Anybody in Seattle can vouch for that.
That's some strong words there.
And shout out to John Weeks, who finally came through with the crab for me. Okay. You know, this guy is crabbing on Alki every summer, like every day. He had like hordes of it in sandwich bags. He cleans them, he freezes them, has them in the freezer. And I showed up to his door after getting off the plane and was like, please. And he gave me like two big old packs. I had Dungeness, Red Rock crabs.
Ooh,
me and mom were set for the day. So
good. Very good.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Shout out to mom. How's she doing?
Yes. Mom is good. Nala's good. I mean, you know, everybody's
Seattle's
just
good. Just very cold. What's going
on? It wasn't too cold. I mean, it was cold, but luckily it was supposed to be raining the whole time. And thank God. While I was there, I think it only sprinkled maybe. So that was really nice. Yeah.
That is good. That's really good.
Very
glad
happy
to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
I'm trying to share because I haven't had this. I can't get this. I don't know what's going
Melissa's
on.
Melissa's getting her share on. And while you guys are watching, let me sip my cup real quick. Get your share on too. Tell your friends for real. Like, this is like one of the hottest Wednesday night sports shows.
I mean,
shout out to Level, shout out to Straight Bet. You know, they're great. But it's two ladies here talking and we're chatting sports.
I mean, so and shout out to like the sports talk and a couple of other, I think Gransberry still did one on. They all have
the
their
Wednesdays. You know, shout out to them.
Wednesday's a great day for podcasters.
Oh, Miss Ballandy has her show too. So
shout
out to her. So it's
for
the ladies on the Wednesday. That's the coincidental thing is that it's a lot of women on this Wednesday nights. So it's cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. Yeah.
But speaking of such, we have some hot topics to discuss. First of being Tiger Woods, we all know that he got into an accident. Luckily, it sounds like his seatbelt saved him. He had a single car rollover. Sounds like it could have been maybe a little road rage behind that. They said
really,
no
is that
alcohol.
What they're saying?
They said there was no alcohol, not road rage, but that he, I guess, was running late to another golf thing that he was supposed to be at with like Drew Brees. And Herbert from the Chargers. Justin, he might have been speeding. They had him on cameras. Of course, it's TMZ. They had him on cameras, like flying down. I think there was a car in front of him. He was trying to get around. He might have been angry. Who knows? I mean, I know I get road rage sometimes, but it just, it's crazy.
Sounds like he was speeding and he was just kind of over, like that. They say that road that he was on, usually 40 at best is the speed limit you should go because it has a lot of twists and turns.
Right.
So he probably did kind of swerve to get out of somebody's way and went over.
Well, and it sounds like he, I mean, who knows how.
I mean, he's got a lot of problems. Let's not negate that this man has has gone through a lot. Okay. And if you haven't watched that Tiger Woods documentary on HBO, I encourage everyone to.
Because it was good. It kind of gave us a little insight to.
I mean, he's got a lot going on. And I just hope that it doesn't send him in a relapse type of situation because of his back surgeries and the multiple surgeries he had. He was addicted to painkillers. Well, now he's had surgeries on his legs. I hope that does not get him into another place where he's cycles down. And I pray that that does not happen. You don't wish that on anybody. So that's going to be the interesting part after all of this is not only the recovery, but how does he recover when he's been addicted to painkillers or things that were helping him before, but enabling him at the same time? So that's going to be interesting. And so all we have to do is just make sure, and people have been tweeting and sending a lot of support to him and just were all devastated because even me, I was kind of shocked. It wasn't like a devastation thing, but it was shocked because like, oh no, I hope this doesn't turn into Kobe 2.0 of another great one we're losing in California off of some kind of mountain, we're seeing this car, you know what I mean? And
because we're about that same time frame, it's, you know, now
it is that same time frame. It's a year from the anniversary of the memorial was today. So you have all of that. So it's just kind of craziness of LA. Like, my goodness, like, man, I just hope it just all works out in his favor. And I'm sure it will. If it was his time to go, he would have been gone. But it seems like there's another bigger purpose. And hopefully in the grand scheme of things, he can overcome this as well because he's got a lot of challenges ahead of him. And I'm sure he can. Yeah, I mean, he's overcome the biggest battle before. This should be pretty easy of a transition for him, hopefully.
Well, and unfortunately, what's tough is like you've got his kids that are probably seeing all the news. And it's just you have to think what news media forget is that the families are watching, especially children. And it's almost like, dang, like, you got to hear all the stories. You got to see all the gossip. You got to see what everybody's going through. And you just, at some point, you just start to feel a little bad for him. You know,
that's the life, though. That is.
But luckily, he's through it. Debatable on his golf career and how that may go through. It sound, you know, this could be the end of the Tiger Woods golfing.
I sure hope not, because if that's the case, I would hope not. Rather but, die, probably.
But think about. You know, those are major injuries for your legs, and a golfer has to walk and swing. And I mean,
it's going to be a journey, but he may be able to do it. You never know. You just never know.
I mean, if Alex Smith can come back, I guess he can come back too, right?
Everybody can come back. Anybody, if it was a will and determination to want to come back, they can come back. I mean, as best as they can, you know? So I'm not too worried about that. I was more worried about just the relapse and the whole bounce back of that, but I think I don't want him to fall into a depressive state and think it's over and all that. You don't want to get in those kind of places. So hopefully,
it sucks that it had to be, you know, like that for him.
2021, I'm telling you, this is still a rollover. You guys, we're still in the thick of a lot of things going on in this world. So just value every day as best as you can, because just never know. You never know.
I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot. So anyways, another hot topic that I realized and hadn't known really much about was the Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley engagement.
Yeah, I didn't know anything. I knew about it, but I just didn't care enough, I guess, because he was with Danica. And
but Aaron has like this rotating door kind of. So I wasn't, you know, you never know who he's dating this time. But
I knew he was with Danica, and then they sold the house in Hawaii. So right? I was like, oh, that means it's either somebody, because, you know, I'm into my celebrity gossip. I said, it must be somebody else. Don't know who's in the thick of the fold of who the somebody else is. But they were together for a very long time and then split up. And then you have this announcement of, hey, I'm engaged. But she has been saying on interviews that they've been engaged. It wasn't like it was a new news thing. And I'm just like,
it hasn't been that long because Yeah, shout out to Stephanie. I know Stephanie Washington posted about this and mentioned that she had just broken up with her previous boyfriend, like in March of last year, started dating Aaron, and then boom.
This is celebrities. You know, they get, this is like daytime stories. They get married like the next day and the kids grow up like they're 5 on one episode and the next episode they're 21. You know how this is. Come on. All I want to know and all I care about is when is Big Little Lies coming back on? That's the question I want. True.
That is so good.
I don't want to know about this situation. I'm already a hater because I think Aaron is cute and he should have been mine. But I'm being even more just on... Where is Big Little Lies? When is it coming back? Because I've seen everybody.
I know I'm a hater, but
I'm seeing, I can't even comment on that right now. And the fact that she's like, I've never watched, I don't go to his games, I don't really watch football like that. That might be a perfect move. Because when Ashley Simpson or Jessica Simpson was dating Tony Romo, everybody was mad at her because Tony Romo's performance was slacking and all this kind of stuff. So let Aaron focus and do what he needs to do. And this might be a good relationship goal to have a woman that is not so fixated on the football thing.
Well, and she's not fixated on sports, period, it sounds like.
When they show her,
like, I've never been to a football game, period.
Right, right.
And, of course, because of COVID, no one could attend the game. So she didn't see a game this year. And I'm just like, she called him a guy that throws footballs. She didn't even know quarterback. She didn't even know quarterback. She's like, I just know him as the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. And that's perfect because maybe that's a good relationship goal that might work. You know, maybe some guys don't want women too much into their job. Like, you should have done this tonight at that game. Why didn't you?
Right. Like,
you know what? She has her own career. He's not telling her about her job. She's not telling him about his. That might be the best thing happening. That might be the best thing
Opposites attract, I guess.
Yeah.
But I heard they're both kind of nerdish, so maybe it's the nerd factor that keeps
it. Could be that, too. So. It could be that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting.
The other hot topic that I kind of got fixated in was the whole Cam Newton getting trash talked to him by the high school
the 17
player
kid.
On the 7-on-7. And I know we possibly may have a guest coming up that runs a 7-on-7 league throughout the country. I think predominantly like in the South and in the East. But I have questions for him because, you know, it's like, I understand you're in high school. I know these kids get these, you know, especially after COVID, like you're used to being behind, you know, on your keyboard, typing, talking smack. You talk smack to your peers all the time. I'm sure some of these kids have zero respect for their parents at the same time. But you're at a camp that's put on by Cam Newton, and you want to focus your energy on him?
Well, you want to disrespect him by saying, but you're a free agent. Like, all his value and all his gems and all of the accolades that he has means butt kiss, and that's the disrespectful part of it. This guy was a reigning MVP. This guy has won a Super Bowl. This guy is a quarterback.
He's like, Cam Newton, okay?
These are things that you possibly will never attain. You may have a chance, but probably will never attain. Not everybody gets those type of accolades and achievements.
Listen,
so to dismiss it by saying, oh, he's a free agent. Oh, you're just a free agent. Like, where is your parents? That's where I would be. I'm like him. Good answer. Where is your dad? Where is your family?
Probably might not know where he's at.
No, I'm not even going to go there with that. He clearly has a parental unit to put him in that camp. But I'm just saying, where is your family? Because even his coach, which made it worse, enabled the situation because the coach was like not sticking up for Cam too. And he was supposed to be an elder on that coach. And that was his player. Like, he's just like, no, let's just push it away. No. He understood. No, you are a coach. So you also being a leader need to educate this young child about how disrespectful he was.
And
regardless of Cam's not on your team or not, you're still in his camp. Like, you don't call somebody that.
Here's the deal. If we were to play Family Feud right now and they were to say, if I, you know, Cam and blank, top five answers, you're going to put Newton as one of those five Cams. If you were to say, I mean, guy's name is well known and you're coming at him just because he's a free agent. Like,
well, young people just don't care about that kind of stuff. And it's just a disregard of it. And I don't think they understand the magnitude of the presence of greatness that they're in because, again, they are not taught to respect
their generation. That's elders. Is completely
they're just not kilter. Taught to respect that. You know, I know when I see legends and great people, I'm like, I'm going to shut up and listen. Whatever I think personally.
I mean, even like my.
Yeah.
I can't.
Just be quiet and listen. And that's all it is.
And I think what pissed me off more was that whack ass apology. Like, first of all, at least have someone proofread it if you did write it. And if you didn't write it, whoever did write it should get in jail for the way that it was written. And second of all, you didn't even take accountability for what I said. I shouldn't have said it. It was more like, I'm sorry for how those people responded to it. About it was just the worst apology ever. And, you know, I'm sure
you got grown people that are making apologies like that with no accountability. I mean, this is the trend of the apology tour. Their apologies are always blame shifting or making excuses. So it's never showing the accountability to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And he got his little few minutes of clout. His looks is not a good look. It could potentially ruin the detriment of any future plans he had to play.
What college coach wants to put on that?
Yeah, what's going to recruit you on that? But, Nobody knows. The Twitter community has said people have bounced back from worse, and I'm sure it has. But it's just one of those things that it's an opportunity for a teachable moment, and it gets slipped away in the minds of some of these kids because they, you know, teenagers, they think they know everything. And they think the trash talk. And he assumed the trash talk was all fun and games, but it's not like that when you're with someone that's trying to educate you and teach you and make you better than you already currently stand at. So,
and he's definitely one person that I would want to listen to. I mean, this
all
is
of them, it doesn't matter. They've been in the league. They've been in a step where you have not gone yet or will ever go. You don't know. So I'm gonna
listen. Let's talk numbers. The amount of high school players that make it even to the professional level at all.
Right. The percentages are very slim. You know, so it's just that. Like, you're in the I'm sorry. I was taught to respect those that were A1 older than me for one and that had knowledge to give to me. I'm not gonna challenge it.
Respect
I'm just gonna listen
elders,
and respect
period.
It.
Like, unless they're coming at you in a different way, even then you just gotta take that and go.
You still
like,
gotta take it to the chin and walk away. Take it to the chin and walk away.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
I could never. There's no way I could do something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that would never be okay. Ever, ever, ever.
No, it's not. It's not okay. But he handled it well, you know. Where's your dad and all that? So, you know, he did the right thing.
Yeah. I guess.
It wasn't like a Cat Williams situation where Cat fought the little kid. The kid ended up beating his butt. You know what I mean? It was definitely a good time that he didn't get that kind of smoke, you know, and the opposites are reversed because Cat got it, you know, and that was shameful. That was shameful, but it was disrespectful too. You know, at the same token, it was very disrespectful. Like, you should never do that to people, you know, if they're older than you.
Yeah. Les Pickett, thanks for tuning in.
What's up? You said you're going to watch us. I appreciate you, fellow Lakerman.
Our guy, Dre. Dre, in the house. What's good? Hopefully you guys aren't getting hit too hard. I know there was a storm out there before, but you know, them East Coasters. Whew, this storm, man. This kind of weather is just not the business. Not at all.
Yeah, it's different.
I know your Lakers game just came on, so we can just go ahead and flow right into it. For all those of you tuning in now, you're watching Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mel. We're on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Make sure you tune us in live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We also will be going live on 24/7 AM Radio Network. That's going to be starting next week. So make sure, you know, if in case you can't watch it live on any of those outlets, you tune in and watch us live there. But your Lakers are on. I got some questions because, you know, I have taken this last, you know, week since we were last on to kind of get back into some basketball watching. The Lakers have been struggling a little bit. I know AD's out.
And Dennis Schroeder. We've got a point that's like a mini Rondo that runs and scores very well efficiently on the offense. And we have AD. So we're still third in the league. And we can confirm that we're going to the playoffs. A lot of teams can't.
I'm not
worried about our Lakers, not in the least. We have a juggernaut of a team we're playing tonight with Utah because they're number one in the league. Yes. But again, you look at that after postseason. What are they going to look like after the postseason? Because look where the Heat are.
Yeah. And
they played in a bubble and did phenomenal and made it to the finals. And look where they're at now and with the injuries and everything else that's going on. So we don't know. Yeah, they did. They beat us last week with no AD and no Dennis Schroeder. We are missing our two top
starters.
I mean,
is Dennis Schroeder really doing all that for you guys?
Yes!
Don't ask that.
That's why I asked.
I said, has he really been doing something for y'all?
If you have to ask that question.
When I watch ESPN highlights, I don't see a lot of Dennis Schroeder highlights for the Lakers.
Look at the box score on ESPN if you're very curious about my team. Look at the box score and see what what he has contributed in this game. You don't have to come to me because I'm sometimes not around.
But we're sitting here, you know, we're talking.
Yeah. For now, we're talking. Yeah. But I mean, in the future, if there's a Laker game in general, check out that box score and see. And I advise all my other fellow wannabe Laker haters, check out the box score and see what Dennis Schroeder contributes to this team.
I'm not a wannabe Laker hater.
You are a Laker hater. I'm just saying for the wannabe Laker hater. But you love speaking about my team,
they won the championship. I mean, I'm still giving respect.
But you like talking about my team. My team is ranked third in the league. Let's talk about how Utah's number one and just killing it for everybody. You don't have to talk about my Lakers.
Hey, like I said, I just haven't been watching basketball.
Exactly. He's a starting point guard. I didn't know that. Laquan, thank you. I got this because now I know.
Because
she has not been watching this game.
See, he must have heard his ears ringing. His ears
exactly.
are ringing about
she
it.
She does not look at box scores to see. She's not even concerned about the box score of her own team. Now, I even check in on the box
currently in the eighth place, which means currently we are making the playoffs. So shout out to my Bulls because that's a major step in the right direction for us. Okay.
14 wins, right?
You guys 14 out of 16. We've won four of the last five, possibly five out of the last six because we're beating the Timberwolves right now in the last few minutes.
That's good.
I'm impressed.
Zach LaVine got a nice phone call. Back to
Zach LaVine because shout out to Weeks because I had no idea, probably because he's a lot younger and I wasn't living in Seattle. But Zach LaVine went to school at Bothell High School. He's from Seattle area. So I'm excited. I guess because he went to UCLA, I wasn't really, you know, he should have been Husky. But playing for Chicago Bulls, gets his first All-Star appearance. They had a really cute.
He made the right choice in the school.
He had a great Zoom call with like family and friends.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was really fun. Jamal Crawford was on there, the hometown Seattleite as well. So that was good to know. I can't stand it. Juan says my shirt is a G League team.
Yeah, I believe that because she's checking boxes.
When we make the playoffs for the NBA this year,
if and when they make the playoffs.
It can happen. Hey, thank you.
They might get in the playoffs. They're by Washington. Yeah. The Wizards beat us. I mean,
they did. Well, a lot
they
of
beat us. And I mean, and it was the last three. Let's not get carried away. It was the last three. Let's not get carried away. We are still well above 500. It's a guarantee that. We're going to the playoffs.
I'm not doubting you going to the playoffs.
And I love your obsession with my team because I don't really have to talk about them as much.
In a row that often.
You don't hear what?
You don't hear the Lakers lose three in a row that often. Well,
I mean, I don't know how it's that not that often when we just came off of the season before that where we were just terrible. So it happens. It happens. And we knew this coming.
Carlos in the house. Sorry.
We knew this with no AD and then Dennis Schroeder out that was going to be the case because strategically the Lakers have to figure out another system without those guys. It's a kind of a humbling moment for them because LeBron can't do it all.
No.
And he's making and again, we're losing with less than 2 points, less than 3 points. And some of it was very rookie mistakes. You don't pass the ball to Caruso to take a final shot in a game when he's never been that guy that closes a game like that.
Okay, so
those are the things that are not familiar with on this team. They're not familiar with doing that kind of stuff. And I don't know why LeBron did that. Of all the facilitating in the world, that's what you do?
Quick sidebar about Caruso real quick. Can we talk about his manscaping commercial?
Oh, the commercial was hilarious.
I did not need to see any of that. I don't need to see you manscaping your chest. I don't care.
I didn't see that one. Which one did you see?
It's the one he has, like, you know, the man's because he went fully bald now. You know, he shaved it all.
Right.
But the razor is going against his chest, too.
No, I didn't see that one. What I saw was him on the basketball court, and I saw a butter, and I saw balls, like little brown eggs coming together, and a little other nuances, and he makes a dunk, and it's I didn't see that one. Oh, no, I didn't see that one. You caught another one. That's not the one I saw on Instagram. The one I saw is him on the basketball court talking about it, showing his bald head. Taking a shot. They
TNT
show the butter. It's like smooth like butter. They show these two brown eggs come together.
Yeah, those were all parts of it. But then there was like the rate. It was a rate.
I missed it. I must have blinked because I didn't see that part.
I'm glad you did because it was.
I've got to go back and watch this now.
I can't unsee now.
I've got to go back and watch it. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's gonna be one of those videos that lives in my head rent free. But I definitely will have to go back because I swear I did not see that part. I saw butter. I thought I saw bald hair.
YouTube it. Maybe you can, yeah. Or maybe you can YouTube like full, you know, video. I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
I saw it.
Shout
and
out
it was
to Manscaped though.
That I can't so. See anymore.
Shout out to Manscaped.
That's I know that's commercial. An issue for guys, so I'm sure it really, you know, hit their target market on that one.
Hey.
Especially when pool season comes about, you know what I mean?
I can't be mad at it. I cannot be mad at it at all. Shout out to Manscaped. It's another shameless plug.
Hey, we need them as a sponsor. We can just talk about hairy chests and backs.
Hey. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't experience those kind of things. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. The only fur I've seen most on is dogs. I just don't can't relate. I just cannot relate. Sorry.
So okay, DeMarcus Cousins getting waived by the Rockets.
Yes, we saw that coming. I don't know. I kind of saw that writing on the wall.
Coming back to the Lakers.
I know what you mean. Oh, no, he's not coming back to the Lakers. I don't think they're going to pick him up. Maybe. No. I mean, you just because they got, know, rid, of, didn't really
got
do
rid of somebody, too. Didn't they? They just waived somebody. Cook?
Oh, Quinn Cook, but he was on the – come on.
Well, I mean, they're making room. They got to make me – make.
I mean, if we use another book – I mean, if we use get another big, it needs to be Andre Drummond. Simple as that. Because Marc Gasol is just not – cutting the mustard for us being our center, especially when we're down AD.
FOMO.
Yeah, he's just not doing it, especially when we don't have an AD and then KCP has to step up. Like, it's just a lot. It's a little dysfunctional period, but again, we're third in the Western Conference. We're definitely guaranteed a playoff spot. AD will be back after All-Star break. I'm curious to see how these teams ball out in the postseason because that's when it really matters. We're not looking at what, you know, fine, it's
but
all
you
well
still got a ball to get there. I know you guys are already there, so we understand that. I'm just saying for all the rest of us that are still trying to make a cut, it's great to see good games, and especially with the Bulls since they were struggling to, you know, what doesn't show is that the scores also don't show how close the game was until the final minute. So the Bulls had lost a lot of close games, including
very close,
one on Saturday. I can't remember who they played, but it was really close until that very last minute, and then they're up by five. But so it's good that there is, you know, some space and some room to move. And I'm excited for the Bulls and just to know that they have a chance. Cause usually the last like 5-6 years, it's like they had no chance. And we just know that they're just playing for nothing. They're playing for a draft pick is all they're doing. Usually.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. Got Otto Porter out there, Wendell Carter and all those guys. I mean, we'll see what they do.
And Luka. I may just want to have to get a Luka jersey. This guy is phenomenal. I mean, the way they played the Celtics last night, I was like.
Yeah, Joker's no joke. And that's who we've got tonight. And that's why I say it's going to be a problem for us. It really is. It's just such an issue.
I think it's a Jazz tonight.
Oh, sorry. Luka. Huh? Oh, Luka, you're talking about Dallas. I'm tripping. Dallas. Yes. Yeah, we got Joker tonight, who's also no joke as well.
Luka hit like three threes. Well, Luka's that guy. Like, the last like 10 seconds of the game for the win. I mean, it was a great game. It went back and forth, but he is like,
yeah.
And as soon as he put it up, the other two Celtics around them both turned around like, we lost. Like they didn't even wait for the shot to go.
You cannot count Luka Doncic out. He's been that guy. Welcome to the party. So you finally can see the magic of what he is and why he is who he is and why he's an all-star because he's a stud. He really is.
Phenomenal.
He's a star.
The All-Star game is on Sunday the 7th. The live draft will be for Team LeBron and Team KD on the 5th at, I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then they brought out the reserves. We already had the starters. The reserves were announced. Zion got his first bid. Zach LaVine got his first. Mm-hmm. At first, Devin Booker appeared to be snubbed, and everybody in the NBA was talking about it. But because of AD's injuries, Devin Booker was announced to be replaced.
Which I think personally is not fair if Trae Young is not there, in my opinion. Because LeBron James put out a tweet saying that it was disrespectful that they surpassed Devin Booker, that's why he got in. To me, it seems like these big political moves that they make to get guys in. CP3 is already from Phoenix. He shouldn't even been in, to me, in my opinion, but I know CP3 is on the other end of everything. And so they're doing it as an honorary because his seasons are, you know, coming down to an end. But Trae Young for Atlanta, He is a beast. And because of their record, due to injuries, because they sit on 13 and 17, he's not even considered. I'm sorry. He leads the league. He's four. He averages four. The man averages like literally 23 points a game, four rebounds.
Well, it's easy to average that kind of points when your team really ain't. I mean, the whole squad. I don't know.
He's third in the league in assists. He's over Devin Booker on every metric. Even his player efficiency rating. He's ranked 15 in player efficiency. Is that not an all-star? I'm sorry. I mean, I like D-Book, yeah. But I'm just saying it seems very
high. Maybe he needs to get a good haircut before he can
got, play. He got snubbed, too. He's on the snub list, too. Like, for real. Like, if you're going to do that. And here's another thing, too, with these all-stars. Mm-hmm. The veterans have been in this league so long that it's hard for these new up-and-comers to take spots.
You can't.
So you need to be you can't as a newbie. And granted, Trae Young's been in the league for, I think he's going into his fourth year. Same with Devin Booker's going in his third year. But he outplays. Like, he is a stud. Why is he not getting into the suggestion?
It's kind of like an old folks home. Like, you can't get in until somebody else is
these
out.
These coaches and these fans only make up, what, the 50% of the voting is from the fans, and then the coaches and media and all that vote for the rest. It's highly political. Hey, JC, I feel like it's highly political on that end. I'm not mad at D-Book. Yeah. It's fine. But Trae Young, to me, I'm sorry. That should have been the guy to represent. Like, and it's in Atlanta, too. And you mean to tell me you're not going to have a Hawk playing in the All-Star game?
I mean, and it would be the first time that a home team didn't have a player.
That makes zero sense. You know. That makes zero sense.
I appreciate your stance on this.
15th in the league for performance efficiency because he's playing. Like this guy already tonight. They played, who did they play tonight? I'm trying to think.
Are there any more players that are possibly injured where they could have another person fill in?
I don't know. But he's already at 30 points tonight, Trae Young is. To play 32 minutes in a game and in the fourth quarter, you're already at 30 points. You're playing a point a minute. Really? Come on. That to me is just ridiculous. This all thing is all political. It really is. LeBron puts out
they beat the Celtics.
Yeah. Murdered. Wasn't it like 111 to something early on?
127 to 112.
Thank you.
Bulls actually went into overtime.
Ooh, did they win or are they still in overtime?
It's still got 26 seconds left.
Okay, come on, Bulls. Let's go.
Let's go, Bulls.
Somebody's got to be winners tonight. So you mean to tell me this guy is not in the All-Star? Come on. Like, they're tripping. They're bugging out. There's a few other honorable mentions I could always mention too, you know, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Julius Randle, you know, Ben Simmons. There's a few out there that did not.
Well, that's like you mentioned, these old heads, they're still there.
LeBron going into his 18th year, we can't get any room. CP3, we can't get any room.
I think at some point, you know, they should make some of these all-stars player coaches just be the coaches and let the younger guys get in.
Thank you.
And especially and some of these guys have talked about how they don't want to go. They don't want to be playing in it. So at least, hey, just come be the player, be the coach, and let another young guy get a chance. Like, I'm just
saying. That is kind of crazy to me. I think it's very political.
I see Agree says that the NBA votes are ridiculous for All-Star.
They are. Trae Young, really? Are you serious? Like, this, I'm really stuck on that. That had me tight because I look at this guy's numbers and I see how well he plays, and he is – one of the top offensive point leaders in the league. He's ranked number 10 in the league. Number 10. And you mean tell me he's not even on a reserve?
It's because they're all the old heads that are still in here. Like,
I said that too. Makes no sense. Makes no sense. But it's all good. He's got a chance. He's got plenty more years to go. And
I thought we'd have some kind of Andre Drummond news by now as to like potential suitors where he's going, still nothing. So is that like a sign that, I mean, I'm assuming everybody's interested or people are interested in him, but why has there not been a movie? Are they waiting for All-Star? Are they waiting for the break? I mean, I don't know.
It could be for after the break.
My question is he still not playing or is he playing?
Oh, that's a good question because I haven't watched any Cavs games to see if he has. You can check the box score on your phone to see if he's been in games.
If anybody's listening and can tell me now before I check, but yeah. I don't know. My thing is, remember, he got taken out because they were ready to trade him.
Yeah, right.
He hasn't got picked up. So are you still holding him on a bench? Has he played? I mean, I haven't seen any.
I'm very curious about that. That's a great question.
He didn't play today, so I got to check on the schedule.
Yeah. I'm curious about that. That's very interesting.
Cavaliers.
Trae Young. My God, it just didn't make no sense to me. I don't know. It's all political. This is all, it's politics all day. LeBron says something. He's, you know, the face of the NBA. Chris Paul is part of the union. I mean, it's all, you know what they're doing. You know exactly what they're doing. Chris Paul's not even in the top 10 for scoring offensively right now, currently in his season. I mean, Devin Booker is definitely a bigger stud than him.
Even
you
mean tell me you couldn't trade off?
Oh, really? So he's not even, yeah. Mm. Wow. Interesting. He might be out. Anybody in the chat know, just let us know. Tap in. Join the chat.
Unbelievable.
That'd be hot. Again, it's all-star. I don't want to say it's a joke, but I just feel like, you know what? Come on. Popularity. I love the school popularity contest. I really do. I really do.
JC said he was out for the season. But I thought he was playing earlier.
He played mid-season, so is he out for the rest of the season now, JC? Maybe he's out for the rest of the season because he's not on the trade.
These are all things I'm going to have to look into as I continue my NBA fanism for the rest of the season.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're tapping into it.
I mean, I'm trying. I will tell you this. Netflix has discouraged me at times from watching basketball.
Oh, I get it. Because the last three games of the Lakers, I tap in. I'm like, I'm not watching this. We don't know where this is going. Yeah. And I only like to watch them when we're winning, to be honest with you. So
everybody like that? Everybody likes them winning, right?
I'm like, I'm not watching this. So I was able to tap into Netflix and watch some other stuff. And I'm all the way in now.
Got you.
All the way in. So
what's good, Nate? Nate's
hey,
tapped.
What's up, Nate?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Hey, Nate, for your support all the time. Appreciate it.
So we'll move on a little bit. So just a little NHL news. I don't know if anybody caught the NHL Outdoors. It was, first of all, it was a headache because at first, you know, VGK had one of the first games and the ice was not staying frozen. I don't know if it had something to do with the freezers or whatever. They keep the ice cool underneath, but the sun was down. The sun was blazing down into Tahoe. Granted, it was cold, but the sun is still out. And the ice was like melting and getting chippy and they were taking commercial breaks. Like the first period took like an hour and a half.
Wow.
And they delayed it until about, I think it came on at 9 o'clock at night on Saturday. They ended up losing that game to the Avalanche. But it was really cool just to see the game outdoors, A, but B, being right off of Lake Tahoe. And then, of course, it was a no fan situation. However, there were some really smart fans that took their boats out on the lake. There were kayakers like in wetsuits because you know how freezing it is out there on the lake. There were people on ladders and trees. There were people with binoculars everywhere. It was just like a really cool experience. Like I wish if it had been a little warmer, you know, I could have gone out there on my paddleboard and just hung out in some water. Like that's kind of one of those cool things that you wish you could do, you know, as being a sports fan. So I really enjoyed it. I watched a couple other games that they had on Sunday. It was just a nice atmosphere,
okay,
you know? But we're also our VGK fans. Tomorrow's game against the Sharks got postponed because one of the Sharks is in COVID protocol.
Right.
And tomorrow today for season ticket holders and tomorrow for non-season ticket holders, there's going to be fans again at T-Mobile Arena. I think up to like 24 or 2,700. Of course, there'll be minimal 15%. Available for just regular fans. And most are going to season ticket holders. But that's opening up. So if anyone's watching, I think regular tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to grab Mo and me one.
Mo ain't going, but Mel will go.
I'll go.
You can go.
It's socially distant. I'm fine with that.
I don't know.
I mean, 2,700 people. I think 300 of them are able to be in the boxes. So really, you've got to be pretty spread out because they usually hold like what 16,000, 17,000 people there. I don't know.
No, it's like it's a lot. I mean, that's a good amount. Like it's definitely spacious with only 2,400 people. I want to say I want to say it's like a 64,000 arena, like Staples or something like that, right?
No,
it's not that big.
Mm-mm.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Raiders. So yeah,
I think it's like
16, 20
maybe.
60 or 20 or something at most. Yeah, I think it's like 25,000.
I think that's what's like the standing room and stuff.
Yeah.
So
2,000 is not too bad, but no. I'm going to wait because I just don't pull your mask. I don't want to have an incident like Trey Songz at the Kansas City Chiefs game where I have my mask down and these guys come. I don't want to have no situations. I just want to wait till everything is back to where we were, hopefully square biz, and I can fully enjoy a night's game with all the crowd and ambiance and action. But it is a great experience and an opportunity for those that are stuck in the house to get out of the house and definitely go do something for sure.
I know, like, Madison Square Garden had their first fans the other day. Knick fans are really excited about it. They actually had to provide COVID tests that they were negative and take temperatures at the door. So that was really cool. I mean, it's just nice to see slowly there is some fans being allowed back and it's being safe. And hopefully it brings back, you know, us to normalcy again at some point.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking forward to all of that. But if you bring in your kids that, you know, they haven't had their vaccinations yet, I'm not taking any chances. I'm just going to wait my time.
So, speaking of kids, you know, Las Vegas and Clark County School District, they're going back.
Yes, and they also announced their sports, too, rolling out for the spring, too, like when you can start playing the sports. So that's going to be interesting within itself, too. And again, young people haven't been vaccinated, so I don't know. I'm not saying that that's a cure-all. I'm just saying it just lowers your chances.
No, but for all those who are able, please get it. I know I've, since I missed my original time to get it through my job, I'm working on getting on a wait list because I still can get it due to my job. I'm just like, but now it's become where it's like wait list, not enough inventory. All the snowstorms kind of made it like a big halt on distribution. So
that's why I was hoping you could get it to you until you could, like where you're forced, where you can't. Like if it's there, you got to just pray on it and take that chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
but thanks for tuning in. You're watching Girls at Sports.
Yes. Oh, no. Francis Ngannou has his fight this weekend too.
Oh, does he?
Let's not forget that. His fight is in Vegas. It's coming up on Saturday, UFC. Yes. So he will be fighting another title bout to hold on to his belt. So let's go, Francis. I've been wanting to get him on the show. I haven't talked to him in a while, but
get on
I'm still a fan.
I love it.
I'm calling out Markel. Like, you're ducking and dodging my calls.
Markel,
I need you to get in.
He's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy. I just call
him. Just hound him. Right, just keep hounding him for a little while.
Yeah.
But with this guy's name, this guy gets the big "you'd big dummy" award. A veteran MMA fighter was arrested for pornography charges.
What?
Yeah, I forgot the guy's name. Dang it. I got to look it up. I forgot. I didn't write it down. I was like, wait, no, this can't be real. And it definitely, yeah, I forgot. We'll have to ask like Cassandra, one of our MMA people, because
I was levels
completely blown away. But he was like a veteran MMA fighter. He's got arrested for like some, I don't know if it was child pornography. I think it was some, it was major. I was like,
2021, all the stuff hits the fan. Everybody's getting exposed.
Yeah,
it's so entertaining. It's bad, but it's all these people are starting to get Gerard de Purdue. They just came out on him on some allegations today. Manson had allegations. Shia LaBeouf, FKA Twigs, has come out and been outspoken about her stuff with him. Army Hammer situation. I mean, stuff is coming out and things are hitting the fan. And I'm just sitting back with my popcorn.
I'm like, and Martini watching it. Come on, Mel, let's hear it. What's the gossip?
A whole bunch of stuff. Like, it's crazy. Alexander Wang in fashion, he's getting called out. Like, the call out season is here in 2021. So I am definitely not surprised. And then your Mariners, you guys lost your CEO.
For saying
some reckless stuff.
He was talking about like Asians, Japanese, and Dominicans, about how like he had to pay $75,000 for just an interpreter and how they should know English when they come. Listen.
How do you feel about that? And I need you to express. First of all,
we're already in a time where there's a bunch of violence against Asian Americans in this country. And it's been, if you haven't seen it, you've got to keep, I've shared it a few times on my story. I know it's on the news here and there. It's not as well documented throughout the media, but Asian Americans are feeling the brunt of, you know, our previous president calling out, you know, the China disease and the China this and the, and they're getting like, people are getting mauled, they're getting attacked, they're getting drugged down, and we're talking like senior citizens too.
Yeah, it's bad. That's really bad.
You got this guy, the Mariners CEO, who basically went to some Rotary Club presentation, discussion, some talk he had, and Kevin Mather, and talks on about, you know, goes in bad, just talking recklessly as a CEO of a professional baseball team. And we all know that most professional baseball players late, you know, throughout time or throughout the last 20 years, Dominicans, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, A lot of Asians have come, a lot of Japanese have come over. Mm-hmm. And you're coming and spewing these basically racist talk about how they should be knowing English and how they should be doing this. And it's just like, I can't.
And what's added to insult to injury is the fact that you guys have a female GM who is an Asian woman that's running the club. And he still says stuff like that.
And well, he no longer is associated with Mariners.
And I love the Mariners for their statement, because unlike the Seahawks, when that whole domestic violence thing, their statement was pish posh compared to what the Mariners put out. Mm-hmm. I love their choice of words. You're not going to say you feel saddened and ashamed. No, you said this was arbitrarily the worst thing we have ever had in our club. And these actions are zero tolerance. And that's what you say. You don't say you're canned of I'm shocked it's at. No, you say how you really, this is egregious, this is bad, this is terrible, he's no longer with us.
Well, and coming from a city like Seattle, which is has a large majority of Asian Americans, you can't tolerate that kind of talk, period, in general, anywhere, but especially like, you know, San Francisco,
yeah, the Bay,
Seattle's, these are all a large dominant Asian American cultures in these cities, and that's just, it's not excusable. So I'm happy they got rid of him. And yes. I'm excited to hopefully take some part in some baseball this season. Hopefully, you know,
yeah.
I know spring training has started as far as people have been all arriving. I'm still waiting to hear if fans are allowed. I know there might've been some fans allowed. I'm going to be out there next month. So I'm hoping that I'll get a chance to catch something, lay yeah. in the grass somewhere and just mm-hmm. catch in some kind of live action. Because it's been a while to see any kind of sport live. So
yeah, the baseball thing I miss terribly because it's outdoors, and I love that Cali weather to watch the Dodgers and being in that stadium, and it's just such a great time.
Yeah.
And even the Aviators announced that they're going to be having their league start this season. So last season we didn't have any Aviators baseball. This season we do. So that is very exciting to get those guys back out on the field too.
And they are going to have some fans there. They're not sure what it is yet. But I'm hoping that means that the pool will be open as well, because you know we got a pool at the Aviators Stadium at the Las Vegas mm-hmm. ballpark, which would be amazing. So I'm looking forward to that too. Yeah. Oh, so much.
It is. It's crazy. So what's going on?
Nate said he likes us as much as First Take, and he definitely likes us more than Max Kellerman.
I don't even know why he's still watching First Take, but I'll take it. Tell him you could just watch us now. You don't need those guys.
He tunes in weekly. We appreciate it.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm only teasing. So Dodger blue all day, you know that. We're going to the World Series again, by the way. You know that's happening. So we can just kind of, yeah. But anyway, Marcus Mariota, you know, for the Raiders, because we lost Terrell Williams today, our wide receiver, but he had a lot of.
Oh, today?
Yeah, today they dropped him after two seasons because we need cap space. He was an $11 million player. So that gives it gives us a chance at $11 million of cap space.
They couldn't get him paid for him or nothing either.
I think they were. I don't know if he was getting shopped. I don't know if he decided that this was something I could do so I could shop myself. I feel like a lot of teams were shopping Mariota, but even with Mariota, his situation is a little complex with the contract he has with the Raiders. He was getting tremendous shops. Like, people were really interested in him. However, if he is signed on with the Raiders as a bridge starter, he gets $10 million. And being a bridge starter, if he starts the rest of the season, there's a little funny thing in his contract that he gets another $12 million. So no team is now trying to shop him on the chances that if he starts for the rest of the season, they have to buy out a $20 million contract to get him. Yes, because that was his contract with the Raiders. Yes. $10 million now for bridge starting. If he does start for the rest of the season, $12 million. So the best option for him, if he wants to leave Raiders, is probably just leave and shop for himself. He probably have a better chance of that more so than staying with us, because if we start him, he gets that $10 million. But if he starts for the remaining of the season, you know, if a Derek Carr situation or whatever the case may be, he gets another $12 million.
We know Philly took a big hit with Carson Wentz too. They got rid of him, but they're still stuck with a big price tag they got to pay off of him.
Exactly. See, that's crazy. And not only with that Mariota situation, that within the contract, teams would have to give up a draft pick on top of that. So they're not willing to do that. So I'm thinking in the best interest, hopefully Mariota figures it out of what he wants to do. if he leaves,
hopefully he finds a home somewhere. Yeah, yeah, he's still young. He's still talented.
Oh, very,
but easily be a backup anywhere. Could possibly be a starter for somebody.
Yeah, but if we're doing a bridge starting and he plays at least one game or two in this season, he gets the 10 mil. But if he plays,
I mean, shout out to his agent who got that in his contract. I mean, that's significant.
Yeah.
Wow. So another NFL news. So Dez Bryant says he's not going to be a Baltimore Raven anymore, but that he does plan to play for 2 more years. Like he said, I'm out. Like, this wasn't the place for me.
Baltimore was not home for him. Okay.
All right. Probably because they were losing like the Cowboys do. But
Yeah. Right. What's Dak going to do, I wonder?
Listen, I don't know. But, you know, what's Jerry going to do is the question.
Better question, what are the Bucks going to do? Because they've got at least 27 players and their top players on free agency this season. What are they going to do?
Money.
Who's staying and who's going? I mean, Chris Godwin, are you leaving? Because I'll take you.
Listen, I take
Chris Godwin. Sue, are you leaving? Because I'll take you too. I mean, these are guys on the free agency list. I mean, you've got Gronk on there, AB on there. You got Shaquille Barnett.
I mean, you know, AB's on like a carousel of hopping teams. So who knows what he's going to do. But
Levante David's on. I mean, they've got studs on this free agency roster.
And someone's going to pick them up. Because, hey, but here's the deal. It depends on the players, because some players are out for a championship. Other players are out for the money. Yeah. And if you can keep that squad together, you're pretty close to getting their championship. Like, that squad was good. They struggled a little bit in the beginning of the season, but then when that chemistry came together, you couldn't stop them.
Right. Who's staying and who's going? Shout out to Guru. I need those answers. I maybe I'll need to text him. Like, who's leaving on your team?
Yeah.
Who's staying?
So the official start of the league isn't until like March 17th or something around there. So really no major moves can be official until the official start of the league's of the league year, which is in March. So we don't know, because, you know, JJ Watt was asking him, well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
Right.
I loved his tweet because he was like, listen, it takes me an hour to pick a restaurant on DoorDash.
On DoorDash,
you're going to need to give me a few more seconds to pick a city.
And I understand his conundrum on that, because I'll be on those things looking like, what do I want to eat? What do I want to eat? And decide. He must be a Libra, because the indecisiveness is real. So, yeah, give him time. JJ is going to make a decision. We just got to hold tight. we know where he's not going. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about Seahawks a little bit.
Yeah.
What's this talk about Russell getting shot possibly and the options?
I mean, I think it happens every year where they talk. I mean, it's not as explosive because of the comments that were made. Here's the deal. But like I said last week, is that we've known for the last 8 seasons, he's always getting hit. We have no offensive line, and it continues to be a problem. And what happens during the draft? We don't address that issue. We get 16 tight ends and like about 5 or 6 running backs, none of which are changing what's happening. So hopefully this year, since Russell has been adamant about being involved in the decision-making and the drafting and the moves, that hopefully they can work something out. Now, if Russell decides he wants to leave, like, okay, I'm not following Russell Wilson. I appreciate him. I love everything he's done for our team, but I'm not going to be moving on with Russell. Like, I'm a Seahawks fan. This is where I stay.
Okay.
But I mean, these are all speculations. I mean, this all, you know, everybody says, oh, well, there's half the league is shopping Russell Wilson. The Seahawks said that he's not going anywhere. There's been interviews with other players. I can't remember the guy's name. Collier. He was on an interview talking about, you know, Russell's a quarterback. He's not going anywhere. He's a Seahawk, but this is just all speculation. Everybody can speculate at everything at this point because you can't make a deal yet. It's not happening.
Right.
But we'll see. I mean, I know that the Seahawks already re-signed Alex Collins. He was a running back that we got last year. He did a couple great touchdowns for us when we need him in the clutch. I know that we may lose KJ Wright. KJ Wright wants the money. He knows he's worth it, which he is worth it. However, with Seattle having zero cap space, he said he's not willing to take a discount just to stay in Seattle. So,
well, that's what happens when you pay your quarterback a whole bunch of money and you don't have the cap space for the rest of these players. Well, and that's part of the problem.
Russell's part of the issue.
That contract was ridiculous. Yeah, that contract was ridiculous. Like, it really was. It was high. Like, and it's like, oh my God, this is where you run into a conundrum of having.
So hopefully Russell wakes up a little bit, realizes that if Seattle is a good place for him, that he can restructure the contract so he still gets the money, but you're already making great money. Like, just get a reschedule, you know, restructure so that you get a little extra somewhere farther down the road, other than this year, because we need that money right now. We have no draft picks. We have no ability to get anything. Wow. We spent all of it on Jamal Adams. We still want Jamal Adams. You know, we've got a lot of free agents. We've got people who got to resign. It's just
a mess.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. And and not for nothing, you guys are not battling. You won't be battling the same San Francisco 49ers team that was this past season on injuries. You're going to come back with another dominant San Francisco 49ers. Yes. What are you going to do to handle them? Because, again, they play a factor in that.
Well, it also depends on the Jimmy G situation. Like, Jimmy G is not all-star quarterback, and he's up and down, and injury or not or injury, who knows? Now, they're still good, but they've also lost some players, too.
Yeah, they too. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, still Arizona was still doing all right. I mean, the Rams were doing okay. We'll see what happens with Maddie coming in. I mean, it's a game changer sometimes. You never know.
I can't wait till we get our secret guest on that. I want him. He's from Detroit, because I want him to talk about the whole Matt Stafford thing.
Yeah, we definitely need
to. Yes.
But one thing that the Seahawks, our guard, I don't even know how to pronounce his name, Upati. We've had him for X amount of years. He's been in the league for 7 seasons, all through, of course, the NFC West. He was a Cardinal, a Niner, a Seahawk. But this guy is half the reason why we have offensive, where we get some of our penalties, just from holding or, you know, I appreciate his time with us, but now hopefully we can move on to getting some key components there, because guard is a very important piece in your offensive line. And I'm guessing maybe he kind of felt like times were changing and the offensive line was going to have to be addressed. Maybe it was time to retirement for him. So
sounds like a mess.
The last question for the NFL, though, too, is it appears that the Washington football team made some kind of like quote on their website talking about new name, new era. So does this mean that they're going to be rebranding themselves under a new name?
Oh, possibly, huh? Not being called the Washington football team?
I mean, I know I'm tired of calling the Washington football team.
I don't like it. You don't like it being a Husky and it's a Washington team over there. Exactly. So I have another Washington. Yeah, I get it. And that W is very similar. It's only a different colorway.
It's a different color.
The logo of your Washington Huskies team. Like, it's weird. So they need to get a new name. I'm on board for that.
Yeah, I hope they do. It would be nice. Like the Red Wings or whatever. What was it? The Red Tails, that would have been cool, I think, to have as a mascot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that would be cool. Hopefully they came up with something decent.
Yeah, it would be nice. So, Girl Power, we've mentioned her 1,000 times, I'm sure, by now on this show, but we've got to do it again, because Naomi Osaka, who won the Australian Open, who also beat Serena Williams, has done it again. And I think what I enjoyed the most about seeing her win this championship and her interviews and all the interviews she had was that she said that the biggest thing she wants to achieve is that she hopes that she's able to play long enough so that there's a girl that she plays a girl that says that she was once her favorite.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get any better than that.
Well, she admired Serena. It was the same thing. Like, when you watch somebody in admiration and try to do, if not even do better than them as far as their skills, and you want to be like them so badly, you end up beating them.
And that's the sad thing. We're out of like the generation that has posters of people on your walls, but like, can you imagine, like, that was a poster on her wall, Serena. Now she is playing against her and beating her. Like, that's the ultimate, like,
and goal. Justifiably beat her. Serena played bad in this match. This match was not for her.
It was two sets.
It was an atrocious match. That was the fastest match
I've ever watched.
Did you hear her grunting as she hit the ball? Naomi never grunted. That girl is a spry young person with energy. Serena's always had a big grunt, though.
Serena's always had a grunt. This was
the worst grunt I've ever heard in her playing. This was like, I'm giving it everything I have. And I have to give her accolades for her to try, but she really needs to dig deep on what's next for her. Yeah, because the thing of it is you've got 23 Grand Slam titles. Like, you've done it. You've won. Yeah. You've literally won. And I know it's hard to step away from your thing. And I think that's why she got emotional in her post interview, because pretty much media was asking, like, what's next? Because clearly it's not your game anymore.
It's not going to be your game anymore. And I mean, it's a hard subject when someone's at, you know, and I feel bad for like the media. That's the question they want to ask, but it's kind of like you're asking her after she just lost a big match. You don't think she needs some time to like take a minute, like, you know. It's
but not, I'm sure that that conversation has come up. I'm sure it's course. A tough
sure
subject
she thought
to have.
About it. And, I'm but she sure probably she thought she would have had it. A great, a better match, too. And
yeah,
you know.
She didn't. And she didn't. And I felt bad that it wasn't the best match of hers. It was probably one of the worst I've seen of hers. But yeah. You've got to know that that was Father Time telling yeah. you, girl. Yeah.
So Molly just girl, a couple notes on Naomi that I saw. So she's 23 years old. She's at her Michael Jordan year right now.
Yeah.
She's the seventh active player, male or female, that's won four Grand Slam titles. She's just the third player during our open era, male or female, to win their first four major finals. She's undefeated once she reaches the quarterfinals or Grand Slams. Undefeated once she reaches.
She's
that.
A beast. She's a beast. And this is the future.
She's now. Won four of her last six hard court majors. Yeah. She's the 11th woman in the open air to save match points and route to a major title. She's now 45-1 in her career at majors after winning the first set.
Hey, she's a level.
Done.
She's a level. She is now the new level. This is the level that you have to be now to, in order to get it yeah. to beat her.
She's now won 39 of her last 40 matches on tour after winning her first set. She's number two right now back in the WTA rankings. And
yeah,
I'm sure
she's beast mode. She's beast mode. And I know there's going to be somebody that's going for her, but I just think at this juncture and this time for Serena, it's not going to be her that's going to be able to beat her.
What's up, Ms. Baldy?
She studied her. What's up, Ms. Baldy? Exactly. Yep. It's like the Kobe thing with yeah. Jordan. And you see yep. that matchup, and you probably would see a disappointing one-on-one between the two of them because in my opinion, I feel like Kobe would demolish Jordan because Jordan's a lot older and the skill is now leveled to gone on another elevated level. And it's sad, but that's how things work. As we get older, that's one yeah. of those things we just have
you're
to
just
face.
Just watching a goat hand it off to the next goat.
I mean,
goat, really.
It's like seeing some young kids have more energy. I remember I could be able to hop a fence. Can I hop a fence now? Absolutely not.
Would I want to hop a fence now?
Probably not. Because I'm too worried about myself getting hurt.
How am I going to get over this thing?
But let these young kids do their thing. Let them be the ones on the courts running up and down. Let them be the ones do, you know, because it's their time. And that's just what it is. And she's earned it.
Yes,
she's totally earned it.
Man,
so
the dedication these tennis players have to put in, night out at a young age just to make it to this level at a young age. Like that's
it's just not for nothing, but just her parents' involvement and the way they have always been like her biggest fans and her upbringing of her father's household because her mom's parents' side disowned her because of the interracial thing. So mm-hmm. she lived with her Haitian family in New York with her dad's side and the mom and that whole kind of cultural thing and determination and strength and learning those type of behaviors within that culture to make her be successful. Yeah, give it to her. She's a beast.
And her stance off the court, her stance for Black Lives Matter, her
she's
support
just, she's
for
just
all
well-rounded. Social justice. She's just all of that. She's well-rounded. She is very cultured and very
knowledgeable. She's one of the young generation that actually succeeded in doing well like this.
Absolutely. And she knows who she is. There is no mixture of any deniability of who this woman is and who she's evolved to be and who her guy is and all of that. And she's very respectful in her interviews. And she has the voice of a young girl, like a child. And she's just so sweet. And how can you be mad at this woman? Young lady.
Oh, sweet.
You cannot be. She's worked hard for this. And it's almost like an admiration, like bow down to this young queen. Cause that's exactly where she's at. That's who she is. So give it up to her. I'm telling you. I mean, that diva did it. She did it. She did that all day. So.
Yeah. Well, that's our time, guys. We're actually going to keep it to an hour about this year or this time. It's like we go over every
week. We're only 3 minutes over, so we're good
that's
tonight.
Not hey.
We did really
but
good.
Thank you all for tuning in to Girl Chat Sports with Mo and Mel. Again, we appreciate anyone that's tuned in. Make sure if you didn't catch the whole thing, you're welcome to rewatch it. Go back and check it out. Check us out on all social media, Instagram, mm-hmm. Twitter, Facebook at Girl Chat Sports. Any of your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you share. Go to Girl Chat Sports, like our Facebook page. We also have a Facebook group. Please join the group, Girl Chat Sports, and tune in. We will be back here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep. And I appreciate everybody too chopping it in the group chat because it's getting really engaging. You guys are posting a lot of great content. Keep it up. Thank you so much for your support.
Yes. Thank you very much. You guys have
all
a
right,
good
we're
week.
We're out.
Later.
We're
bye.
Out. Two fingers. Deuces.